is a pretty quick one.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Welcome to our second meeting. This is the functional design meeting. And I hope you all have your individual working time. Okay, let's get started. Okay, here's the agenda for the meeting. After the opening, I am going to fulfill the role of secretary, take the meeting minutes. Then we're going to have three presentations, one from each of you. Then we're going to discuss some new project requirements. Going to come to a decision on the functions of the remote control, and then we're going to close up the meeting. And we're going to do this on about 20 minutes. Okay. First, I want to discuss the goals of this meeting. First, we need to determine the user requirements, and the question that we can ask ourselves is what needs and desires are to be fulfilled by this remote control. And then we're going to determine the technical functions. What is the effect of the apparatus? What actually is it supposed to do? What do people pick up a remote and use it for? And then lastly, we're going to determine its working design. How exactly will it perform its functions? The whole technical side of it. Just give me a minute, it looks like you're making some notes. Okay. Oh, well, let's go ahead and click. So what I want to do right now is hear from all three of you on your research that you just did. Who would like to start us off? Do you have a PowerPoint or not?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. Do you want us to do our PowerPoints now?
No, you could. Share it yourself, actually.
Oh.
Did you send it?
Save it in the project documents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of a remote control, as we've been informed, is basically to send messages to the television set. For example, switch on, switch off, go to this channel, go to channel 9, turn the volume up, etc. Some of the considerations is just, for example, that what it needs to include is the numbers, you know, 0 to 9, so you can move to channel, the power button on/off. Channel going up and down, volume going up and down, and then mute. A mute function. And then functions for VHS DVD, for example, play, rewind, fast forward, stop, pause, enter. And enter would be for, like, you know, the menus. And then other menus for DVD as well as TV, whether that means, like, we can go and decide the brightness of the screen, things like that, all the more complicated functions. And we can decide if that's what we want. If we want to include that on the remote, if that's something that would stay on the TV itself, for example.
Okay.
These are two examples, and you can see on the left, it's got a lot more buttons, and I don't know if you can read it, but it says step, go to, freeze, slow, repeat, program, mute, and so there's some of the buttons, and so it gives you an idea of one example. And then on the right, it's a lot more simpler. It's got volume. It's got the circles, which is play rewind, but it's also what is fast forward is also like next on the menu. So you have functions that are duplicating. And you have a mute button and the numbers and the eject and the power button. So that gives you two different kinds of more complex and more simple version. Okay. And then lastly, it's just the questions that we want to consider. Like what functions do we want it to include and how simple, complex it should be. And what functions it needs to complete, what are needed to complete the installation process, because you know, something that also has to be considered, and it's going to be hopefully a one-time thing when you set it up, should be set to go, but we have to include the functions that can allow it to set up in the first place. So that's it.
Alright, very good presentation, thank you. Speaks authority on me. Okay. Who would like to follow that up? Now that we discussed. Okay. Do you want me to run it or you
Yeah,
can
sure.
Okay. Functional requirements?
Yes.
Alright, now I have Courtney with the functional requirements.
Yes. Okay, so we tested 100 subjects in our lab, and we watched them, and we also made them fill out a questionnaire, and we found that the users are not typically happy with current remote controls. 75% think they're ugly. 80% want they are willing to spend more, which is good news for us, if we make it look fancier. And basically, we just need something that really, I mean, there's some other points up there, but they need. It needs to be schnazzy and but yet simple. So that's really what we need to do. And we need it to be simple, yet it needs to be high tech looking. So
that we mean what?
Like they like I guess use the buttons and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's from my research.
Okay.
My team wasn't very familiar.
Oh, sorry. What do you mean by the current remote controls not match well the operating behavior of the user? Like
I think it's like the engineering versus user.
Okay.
Whereas like the engineering, she showed that the engineering ones are more complex.
Oh, right.
And users don't really need all of the buttons that are contained there. Because they only use 10% of the buttons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We use 10% of their brains.
Good point.
It works.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah. Like the last slide.
And so people say that they typically lose it, as you yourself know, because you probably lose your remote control all the time, much like any small project, like cell phone. And we need something simple because most people, well, 34% say that it's just too much time to learn how to use a new one. And we don't want to vary too far from the normal standard remote. I mean, they do need to be able to identify it. And RSI, I'm not very sure what that is. Yes. It is important for the remote control world.
Wait, is that like your ergonomics, like your hand movements or something?
Could be. Possibly.
You really need to provide more information on
what
a power sign.
Yeah, that's what my website said.
I think that's a pretty good guess, though.
Yeah, I would assume so. I think we're supposed to know it as remote control experts. But also, so the channel volume and the power buttons are most important. On our company website, you can find like the specific statistics concerning to how much each button is used. But those are definitely the top ones.
Okay. Next slide.
Yes. And so personally, I think that we need a modern eye-catching design, but it really needs to be simple. So saying from your slide, your presentation, the engineering versus the user specified remotes, I think that we should go with something that's more user-friendly. Where the engineering ones, the boxes tend to make it look more complicated than it really is. The functionality of the product really needs to be considered as to like what type of buttons do we really need on it. And it needs to be open to a wide range of consumers. So even though we need a small number of buttons, we also need to take in like, are most people going to be using it for a DVD player, TiVo? What exactly are we using it for? As well as the age range. So we need a hip but not a corny marketing scheme for promoting our product. And also we found, our team found that speech recognition is, it's like an up and coming thing. They really, consumers are really interested in it. And since our findings found that people are willing to pay more money for a remote for it to be more high class,
and so just
we could consider it.
Just to clarify, by speech recognition, you mean they would say Channel 5?
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know why you just say, where are you?
Yeah, I guess we can interpret it, like, we can just try out different types of speech recognition within our.
Didn't our rival companies manufacture a remote that you would press the button on TV and it, the remote would beep, so that if you
so
locked it.
The remote phone used to do.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
true. You could definitely include that if you wanted to.
Yeah.
If it's within our. Okay. Are we ready for our last presentation, Amber?
Yeah, I'm just trying to move it.
Okay.
Okay, I think it should be there. Working design. Okay, I didn't get a chance to complete this one because some of the tools that I was getting were frustrating.
That was fine.
Okay, so method of our design. I think I just started listing some of the things that we actually need to put into this. We need a power source. We're going to need a smart chip if we're going to make it multifunctional. Extra functions, we'll probably need an additional chip. Either that or the smart chip will have to be extremely smart.
What exactly is a smart chip?
Usually a smart chip is just a chip that's been programmed and designed so that it can complete a fair range of functions.
Well, how much extra would the additional chip be? Is that going to push us over our production costs?
I wouldn't think so, because we could probably get it from, like, in bulk from a newer company.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to sell their chips pretty cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing here.
That's okay.
Power source. I figured batteries, because they're easily available. Typically, a remote has either two AA's or four AAA's, sometimes three. Really kind of depends on the size of the actual remote itself. A large on-off button, demographically, we're moving towards an older generation of people, so a large on-off button would probably be good. Selection button for various entertainment devices, so you want something that'll permit you to select the DVD player or the TV or the stereo system. Smart chip that permits universal application. Again, something that'll allow us to skip over between devices. That's this is my 50-second design. Power source over here. We're going to have a switch, obviously, between the power source and the rest of it. You're going to need a switch. Extra bulb could just be for flashiness. Subcomponent, which would be like a way of diverting the power to different parts of the device. The chip and, of course, the infrared bulb, so it can communicate with the various devices that it needs to talk to.
So what exactly are we looking at? Is this like the front of the...
This is just like
right.
a rough schematic.
So
this is the internal workings.
So the red would be the front of the remote, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be what's communicating with the TV, but the other bulb, I think, is good just to indicate I'm doing something, sort of like a...
So you don't have to stare at that infrared, because, you know, when the battery starts dying on your remote currently, you have to actually stare at that bulb and go, okay, when I push this button, is it working?
Okay.
It
probably
we can skip that whole thing,
right?
Yeah.
So you can put it in the dark.
Yeah, that's good.
Especially when you go in the dark. Yeah, definitely. Okay, next.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay. Anything you want to add for personal preferences, though? You said already that we need a large on-off button, you think.
I think that's a good idea because, you know, that's one of the most important buttons.
Okay.
Well, should it be larger buttons in general? You know, like the examples that I had, they're like quite small, so should we try and go for something that has larger buttons?
I think we should. Like, I think that would be, as in, like, and for the design, sorry, I think we should definitely go with buttons that don't look like a normal remote, cause most remotes have small square buttons.
Mhm.
I think we should do something like maybe
Buttons.
bigger and round, like buttons.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about all of our, we'll come to a decision later about all the components that we need to include. Let's wrap up this one, and I'm gonna go back to my PowerPoint, cause we need to discuss the new project requirements, which you might have already seen flashed up on the screen a bit earlier. Wait. Sorry. Alright, here we go. New product requirements. First, it's only going to be a TV remote. We're trying not to over complicate things. So no DVD, no TiVo, no stereo, it's not gonna be multifunctional. And we need to promote our company more, so we need to somehow include our color and our company slogan on the remote. We're trying to get our name out there in the world. Okay, and you know what teletext is?
Yeah.
In the States we don't have it, but
What is it?
So like they just have this channel where it just has news and weather kind of sports. It's very bland looking, it's just text on the screen.
Yeah, it's like
Not
black.
even, yeah, just
Like
black with
Like
just
running
text.
along the bottom?
Yeah.
You can also
So
get
it's like kind of the TV guide
Sports.
so
Wait, is it like the weather channel where it's got like the ticker running on the bottom?
Kind
Except
of.
the entire
screen. The
Yeah,
entire
the
screen
whole screen.
is just running information at random.
You
So
can pick
it's seamless.
sports, you can pick the news, you can entertainment, you know, it's like
So it's like a separate channel from like what
Right.
I'm watching?
But it's becoming outdated now because of the internet. Nobody needs to go to the teletext channel to check the news. And we have 24-hour news channels now too, so those are our new product requirements.
Okay.
Alright.
So do we have to include the company color within that?
Yes. It's part of the logo. Okay.
Company color being yellow.
What we're going to do right now is come to some decisions, definitive, that we can all agree on about the target group and the functions and just definite things that we need to do, and then we'll close up the meeting. So, alright. So our target group is, you mentioned older people.
Mm-hmm.
Would it just be universal for everyone, you think? Because I think even if something has large buttons,
It's gonna
as
be
long as they're not childishly large, like even
Yeah.
technically, non-technically challenged people are gonna use it. I mean, they want something user friendly, so.
Well, even if we kept the regular standard size of remote, if we reduce the buttons down to the ones that people are saying that they use the most often, and a couple extra, because they're saying they only use 10% of them,
Yeah.
then we should be able to accommodate fairly decent sized buttons.
Okay, so we want, for our target group, would we say, I mean, young and old, all age ranges, all, not kids, obviously, right?
No, kids need to know how to use a remote.
Most
I
of
mean,
them are
they
too
gotta change between Disney Channel, Cartoon Network.
Okay, so we're going to go anywhere from
Yeah, I think we need
to adult in the age range. What about technical specifications? Like how technically literate are these people who are going to be using Cartoon?
I would say we should say dumber than the average person.
We should
go for lowest denominator.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
High school education.
So they need no technical experience to operate.
Probably little to no, because there's no way that you're gonna be able to make it known.
Okay, and we also need to determine the specific functions of this, just to get it all out on paper. So we said it needs to send messages to the TV, needs to change the channel, turn on and off, just basic simple stuff like this. So if you have something, just say it and we'll add it to my meeting minutes.
Well, it's channel, on off button,
volume,
and channel. Yeah, those are the most important ones.
Right, and we want to keep I'll make a note here that we wanna keep the number of buttons down, correct? Because people only use 10%.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Do we want this thing to be able to be found easily?
I think so. What do you mean?
Sure.
Say it, what?
Finding.
I would need a,
Like if we suddenly get lost underneath the hedge, how are we going to accommodate the quick ability to find it?
Because people really are looking for a road that's more high tech.
What if we gave it a charger? And on the charger, just like a phone, like you get a portable phone and it's got a charger, and if you leave your phone somewhere, you push the button to find it, it finds.
Do you think people really go for that though? Because
It's useful for the remote phone.
Yeah.
Would that add to our cost at all, I wonder?
I would think that because you'd have to develop a base.
Well, if you have a base, you can start putting in a charger and then you have a different kind of battery.
Yeah. Rechargeable batteries are cheaper usually.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we can make a decision about that later. We'll still put that as a point that we need to discuss. So that would include battery source. Power source, rather. Is it going to have a charger? Or is it going to be run strictly off batteries? And we also need to deal with the issue that you mentioned with speech recognition, if you want.
To a letter. If we have the speech recognition, then we can start aiming it at like another kind of more handicapped, disabled demographic.
Well, there's the people who desire speech recognition, there's the different demographics have different desires. I don't know if you guys.
You could,
It wouldn't copy out to the,
Oh.
the things, it's black. But all the different age groups have different desires for speech recognition. So. Basically, older people don't really care. It's really the people 25 to 35. I feel those are the people that really watch a lot of TV, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that get addicted to soap operas and sitcoms and stuff.
And if we introduce it when they're this age, they're going to probably always buy a remote
right.
that has.
Well, then you put the voice recognition, do you put the like receiver on the actual television in the base or in the actual remote? Because then you've already got the remote in your hand, right? You're just going to speak to it. Whereas if you just speak in general, you don't have to have a remote in your hand to like talk at it.
Yeah, well, and the speech recognition could be part of the lost and found device too. Instead of find remote, locate remote or something. A certain phrase, then it could beep. Discuss?
Well, do we want to include the numbers, like 0 through 9? Can we conceive of leaving it at?
Wait, on our remote itself?
Yeah, like you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Well, we'll definitely leave those.
How, yeah, I'm doing those out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you can conceive, it's like, well, I mean, there's just a way of leaving them out.
I think people would find that too foreign.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You definitely.
Also, remember that in this day and age, we need, you know, like 100 button too. I used to have a remote that did not even go up past like 50. So I couldn't, whenever I got cable, I had to get a new TV.
So we need to get the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your remote or digital cable.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're going to discuss the project financing later, making sure that we can fit all of the stuff that we want to on our budget.
Yeah, because I don't have any material pricing information available to me at the moment, so.
Don't forget we need to include the color of our company and the logo.
The color being yellow?
I'm guessing.
I feel like the yellow one would be too garish.
We could just have the logo in yellow. Or maybe a yellow light for the keys.
Or put like stripes. Oh yeah, yellow.
Yeah. Yellow could be, and it doesn't have to be huge.
Yeah.
Well, if you have like a you have the sort of strip kind of down at the bottom, the base of it, it's just like yellow with the RR.
Right. So we've simplified, we don't need all those play, fast forward, rewind.
Right, yeah.
No menu buttons. So we've pretty much pared it down to on off, volume, mute, channel up and down, the numbers.
Yeah.
Can we go back to, I'm gonna look really quickly back at those
two examples.
Examples and see if there's anything. Which one was yours, technical functions?
No, it's
So functional requirement.
Yeah, audio settings and screen settings, we need those, like audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, screen settings like brightness, color, or do we just want that access from the television itself?
I think that that's fine just for the TV. I mean, how often does the average user need to do that kind of stuff?
Well, the other option is sort of like down at the bottom, like farther away. You just have this sort of box inset where it's like the buttons you don't use as much, but occasionally you will use.
Yeah, because we definitely need to have buttons for like subtitles and things like that. Because the foreign film market is expanding and stuff. And like on television, like I know living in Los Angeles, it's tons of Spanish network television. If it has English subtitles, it's definitely helpful.
Couldn't we do that all through one button? So a menu button that pops up with a menu on TV that says, you know, audio, video, whatever, language, you know?
Right.
So we need up, down, and side to side buttons.
Well, that
for
could
the
be,
menu.
No, you could just double up with like the channel or the volume buttons.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Channels just up and down.
Okay, yeah.
And then
something that.
Such as, yeah, the
looks
one,
made, you
the
know,
one over there on the left, the engineering center.
Right,
one.
Right,
okay.
right.
So we just have to like add a menu button then for the various things needed,
right.
including
in
voice
the
recognition, if we haven't used like settings for voice recognition then. Included in the menu.
Yep.
Ooh, I just got an idea for design.
Okay. Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up in this meeting?
I had something, but
let's go back to the meeting closure then and see what we need to do next. All right, after this meeting, we're going to be sent a questionnaire and summary again, which we need to reply to that email. And then we're going to have lunch break. And after lunch, 30 minutes of individual work time. I'm going to put the minutes, I put the minutes for the first meeting already in the product documents folder if you'd like to review them. And I'm going to type up the minutes for this one as well. Here's what we're each going to do. The ID is going to work on the components concept, UID, the user interface concept, and you're going to do some trend watching. Specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach. Anybody has anything they'd like to add? No? Okay, well, this meeting is officially over. Thank you.